stop. She knows just what she needs. Sweet lady, good gravy. The only aim she got is the aim to please. I'm gonna pawn my soul. Is this a sin I need anymore?
Guitar, that is Monster Mike Welch, and on the vocals, that is Mike Ledbetter from their Blues Music Award-winning Traditional Blues Album of the Year, and tonight at the Juke Joint, I will be featuring some of the other winners as well. Well, good evening. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of the blues from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. Last Thursday night in Memphis, Tennessee, the night after the Blues Hall of Fame ceremony, they gave out the 2018 Blues Music Awards. And I'll be featuring them tonight, putting them in the spotlight. We're going to hear from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, Victor Wainwright, Curtis Salgado, Ruthie Foster, Mavis Staples, Ronnie Earl, and perhaps the biggest winner, Taj Mahal and Keb Moe. A moment ago, we heard from the traditional blues album of the year, Right Place, Right Time. Monster Mike Welch on guitar. He's based in Boston, and Chicagoan and singer Mike Ledbetter. He's a songwriter as well. In fact, that opening number, Big Mama, for Mother's Day, Big Mama, was written by Mike Ledbetter. Let's get back to their traditional blues album of the year and listen to something titled, How Long Can This Go On?
Keep a place to live.
Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter from their traditional blues album of the year for the year 2017, and Right Place, Right Time. And that was a song originally done by Junior Parker, How Long Can This Go On? Now we're going to turn to the album. Let's see, here's three winners. First of all, Blues Song of the Year, written and sung by Rick Estrin with his band, The Nightcats. They were also named the Blues Band of the Year, Rick Estrin and The Nightcats. And Rick Estrin, the harp player, singer, and primary songwriter, was named Traditional Blues Artist of the Year. So, three awards. And I'm going to turn to a couple of things from their CD from last year called Groovin' in Greaseland. And let's open up with the blues song of the year. The blues ain't going nowhere.
Everybody's crying about the blues is dying. Hey, but the blues won't live without even trying. Long as hearts getting broken, folks are still crying. I know the low-down blues will be doing just fine. And just as long as this world ain't fair, hey, the blues ain't going nowhere. Disrespected and discontent. You got bills to pay, money's all spent. So far behind, can't even make a dent. You got light bill, car, no food and rent. And try to find somebody who cares. Ain't going nowhere. Hey, politicians scheme and scam, pretending like they give a damn, but come on, man, you know they know they're lying. Yeah, some big-time preachers lying, cheat you, twist the Bible, trying to beat you. Man, you really think the blues are dying? Give a damn, but come on, man, you know they know they're lying. Yeah, if the big-time preacher's lying, cheat you, twist the Bible, trying to beat you, man, you really think the blues is dying? Jungle time out in these streets. Well, honest man just can't compete with these liars, vultures, thieves, and cheats. As you sow, so shall you reap. But nowadays that precious sucker talk for squares. Yeah, the blues ain't going nowhere.
Thank you.
That was the 2018 Blues Band of the Year, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, from their Groovin' in Greaseland release from last year. And that was an instrumental showing off the chops of everybody in the band, an instrumental called Cool Slaw. And that featured Rick Estrin on the harp, Kid Anderson on guitar. In fact, this was recorded at Kid Anderson's Greaseland studio in San Jose, California. Kid Anderson on guitar, Lorenzo Farrell on the organ, and Alex Pedersen on the drums. And we opened up with the Blues Song of the Year. The Blues Ain't Going Nowhere. That is good to know. 22 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night. That means it's time for 3 hours of the Blues. My name is Robert Barclay, and I am featuring the recipients of the 2018 Blues Music Award winners. Some of them are attached to a particular album from the past year. Others are voted on as the tops in their category, be it singing, guitar, bass, drums, harmonica, horns, and piano. So we'll hear selections from virtually all the award winners last Thursday night in Memphis, Tennessee. This is voted on by dues-paying members of the Blues Foundation, of which I am one, and I voted. And not everything I voted for won. The competition is just like the Grammys, except there's so many more awards in the Blues Music Award winners. So let's get back to some more music. I do want to say that I've already heard from Scott, who is listening online in Sandy, Utah. And Deb and Dave in Stanton, Michigan, just got back from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. They're back and they're listening to the Juke Joint broadcast on their radio. Well, let's turn to the Pinetop Perkins Pianist of the Year. It's called the Pinetop Perkins Pianist of the Year because Pinetop Perkins won that award so many times, they took him out of the running and named the piano the Pianist of the Year after him, just like the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award. B.B. King won that award so many times, they said, B., your mantle isn't big enough to hold all these awards, so we're going to name the award after you and take you out of the running. And the same thing happened with Coco Taylor, very popular among the voters. So we'll hear from the Coco Taylor Traditional Blues Female of the Year in a little while. But let's turn to the Pinetop Perkins Pianist of the Year. This is a man based in Memphis, Tennessee, Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots. That's the name of his band. And here he is on a couple of tunes. Here they are on a couple of tunes. And check out his piano chops as well. This is a tune he wrote titled Subliminal Criminal.
He's a subliminal criminal, a lying scamp, a profile offender, a renowned tramp. Subliminal criminals don't give a damn. Got the whole wide world in the palm of his hand. Exquisitely ruthless, he's poised for attack. Hides in plain sight, so dapper and black. Bigger than Dallas, he walks in the room. Takes the stage and lowers the foam. The rascal meets the weasel with a bogus refrain. To claim the of the clinically insane, flapjack, poke hat, full cigarettes. Bet your bum and dime you ain't seen nothing yet. Subliminal criminal, a lying scam, profile offender, a renowned tramp. Subliminal criminal, he don't give a damn. Got the whole wide world in the palm of his hand. Hot on the scent of cheap perfume. Chat up the suckers and watch them swoon. Set up the kill. He lays you in, put your cash in the till. Whoa.
Victor Wainwright on piano. He was the Pinetop Perkins Pianist of the Year at the Blues Music Awards last Thursday night. And his band, The Wild Roots, and he was also on the vocals, and he wrote that with the bassist, Stephen Dees, with Billy C. Wirtz kicking in some of the lyrics and music as well. Honky Tonk Heaven was the name of that piece, and we opened up with Subliminal Criminal. Well, I mentioned earlier that the Pianist of the Year was named after Pinetop Perkins. The female traditional blues singer of the year was named after Coco Taylor because she won the award so many times they thought, well, we want to give somebody else a chance to get this. So let's turn to the Coco Taylor Traditional Blues Female Artist of the Year, Ruthie Foster. She has appeared at the Wheatland Festival a couple of times, down at the Ark a few times, so she does get to Michigan from time to time. Well, she was the Female Artist of the Year, so let's turn to a couple of tunes from her. She's on, oh, what is she playing here on this opening number? She is on the Wurlitzer electric piano here, normally the guitar, but here she is singing Stone Love.
Try your eyes. You see, where is the love of your eyes? joy over there, there's joy over there, there's joy over there, there's joy on the other side, there's peace over there, there's peace over there, there's peace over there, there's peace on the other side. I've got joy. There's joy on the other side. No more dying there, no more dying there, no more crying there, because there's joy on the other side. Oh, I've got joy in the morning, joy at night, joy in the evening, there's joy.
Side.
Yeah, Ruthie Foster, the Coco Taylor Traditional Female Blues, the Female Traditional Blues Artist of the Year, Ruthie Foster. And we just heard a couple of tunes that she wrote, Joy on the Other Side, and she was also playing guitar on that, acoustic guitar. And I love the tambourine, by the way. And Stone Love. Well, I'm featuring the 2018 Blues Music Award winners. This used to be called the W.C. Handy Awards, named after the man known as the father of the blues back in the 1920s and 30s. But so many people would say, what is a W.C. Handy? Who was W.C. Handy? So the Blues Foundation opted to acknowledge his contribution to the blues, but they took his name off of it, and they simply call him the Blues Music Awards. And it's a big dinner, as well as performances by a couple of dozen different artists up on stage. I think they come up and play two or three tunes apiece. And the voting, of course, closed, I think, March 1st, as I recall. So, anyway, let's turn to the Blues Guitarist of the Year, Ronnie Earl, with his band, The Broadcasters. Now, Ronnie Earl is from Boston, and he was for quite a while the guitarist with the horn-based band Roomful of Blues out of Rhode Island. But he's been out on his own. He's got probably 15 or 20 releases under his name, Ronnie Earl and The Broadcasters. We're going to pull a couple of selections from his album from last year on Stony Plain Records out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The Luckiest Man is the name of the release. Now, Ronnie doesn't sing. He's got singer Diane Blue here, and he's got a great band, The Broadcasters, in the studio with him. Let's open up with a song Bobby Bland recorded probably during the 1960s. This is the 2017 version, Ain't That Lovin' You.
Down, and no matter what you do, I'd always be around. Thank you.
The Blues Guitarist of the Year. And that was with his band, The Broadcasters. That was an instrumental titled Blues for Magic Sam. And he's got a great B3 player in The Broadcasters, Dave Limina, on the piano and the Hammond B3. And we opened up with Barbara Blue singing and Ronnie Earl on guitar on Ain't That Lovin' You. Taking us to the top of the hour, let's turn to the Horn Player of the Year. And we just heard the Guitarist of the Year, Horn Player of the Year, went to a trombonist this time around, Troy Yandrew, who is better known as Trombone Shorty, out of New Orleans. And let's listen for his great trombone work on a tune titled Hurricane Season.
We'll be right back.
Horn Player of the Year, Troy Andrews, better known as Trombone Shorty, playing the trombone, of course. And that was the title track from his CD titled Back of Town. And he's out in New Orleans, and we opened up with Hurricane Season. When I come back after the station ID, I will turn to a multiple Blues Music Award recipient, a pair, Taj Mahal and Keb Moe. So you be sure to stay near the radio.